Since the Mission Health HCA sale officially closed, the charitable foundation created with the proceeds of the sale, Dogwood Health Trust, is now official too. While it will be the largest such foundation for Western North Carolina, it's not the first to be created by the sale of a health system. WestCare Health System, which included Swain Community Hospital and Harris Regional Hospital, was bought by for-profit Duke LifePoint Healthcare in 2014 for about $25 million. That sale created the Great Smokies Health Foundation. Michelle Garish-Ellick is its executive director. She previously ran the WestCare Foundation, which predated the sale to Duke LifePoint.
And our purpose was no longer to support the hospital, but to support the community as a community health foundation.
Much of her current board of trustees previously worked on the WestCare Foundation, too. She sees their connection to the previous hospital as a pro, not a con.
I feel like they're part of different agencies in the community, and they all volunteer for different things. I think that I have people who are involved and have ears out in the community.
Like Dogwood Health Trust, their mission statement is broad. The organization's mission is to improve healthcare and wellness in Jackson, Swain, Graham, and Macon counties.
First start out, you get an opportunity to give a little bit to a lot of organizations.
The Great Smokies Health Foundation has awarded about $400,000 over the last 4 years through their thrift shop grant program. Dogwood Health Trust will be awarding a lot more than that since Mission Health sold for $1.5 billion. Garish-Ellick warns it will be a long time before the community will see any of that money.
Well, what was happened was it took a couple of years to figure out who we were and whether we had dollars and what we were going to look like. So now we're more public than we were before.
She says Great Smokies spent the first few years taking care of hospital debts and paying legal fees. It also just started renting out an office at the end of last year.
And so for the first time, we now have a sign out on the street.
Beyond the foundation, the Swain Community and Harris Regional Hospitals provided almost $5 million in charity care in 2017. Those for-profit hospitals also paid almost $1 million in taxes that year in Jackson and Swain counties. Those figures for Mission, now that it's for-profit, will take shape in the coming months and years. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.